Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the house of the Lord. You may know that I have been in Wisconsin this past week, and I was on my annual retreat. It's church law that every priest must take a retreat every year. It's one of my favorite church laws, and just a really kind of grace time to enter into the rest of Jesus. You know, and you see Jesus so many times in the scripture, preaching and teaching and healing, doing all these different things. But then he would go to the desert or to the mountaintop. He'd find some place just kind of stillness with the Father. And so that's what I've been up to this past week. And really was very, very wonderful time. God gave me a lot of graces. But I just wanted to reflect on one of them. I woke up every morning early because I went to bed early. Because I didn't have anything else to do. And I did a lot of praying. Don't worry, I prayed a lot. But I went to bed early, and I got to be unplugged from my phone for 5 days. It was heaven. It was heaven. But I woke up early, and I got to watch the sunrise every day. And now some days it was cloudy. But it was dark, and then it wasn't, you know. And what dawned on me in that was that the sun can only do one thing, and that is shine. Whether there's a cloud in front of it or not, whatever, but the sun can only do one thing, and it's always doing that one thing, and that is to shine. And that's a lot like Jesus. Jesus can only do one thing, and that is love. Like, that's all he can do. And in point of fact, love is not just something that Jesus does, it is who he is. Jesus is divine love made flesh. And just think about the fact that we get to receive divine love made flesh at every Mass into our own souls, unworthy that we are. But that Jesus can only do one thing. I love this line here. Jesus, he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. That the sun shines on the wicked and the non-wicked alike. That's all it can do is shine. And Jesus loves the wicked and the non-wicked alike. It's all he can do. Now here's the thing. You and I belong to Jesus. We are not just followers, members. Jesus says, remain in me and I'll remain in you. When we are baptized, we enter into the living, breathing, resurrected Jesus. At Mass, we receive Jesus, the living, breathing, resurrected Jesus. That you, Jesus, and we're to be caught up together, and that this is a profound, like the implications of this are crazy. Because if it's true, that means that we are Jesus. We, faithful Catholics, are to be Jesus. And Jesus can only do one thing, and that is love. And that's why Jesus isn't saying, hey, you should be nice to people. No, that's watered down, God, whatever. Jesus says, love, because you are a member of me, and that is all I know how to do, is to love. And sometimes we can look at people and we see the way that they have hurt us. Think about our first reading. My gosh, to put that in perspective, David is he's walking around with his military people. He's been chased down by Saul. And Saul's been looking everywhere to kill him. And David's walking around on the mountain. He says, oh, here's a cave. I have to go to the bathroom. And so he goes to the bathroom. And lo and behold, who's in the cave? Saul, the guy who's been chasing him, trying to kill him. And here he is. He's like, Abishag, you could kill him right now. And David says, no. Like, what? No. He chooses mercy because he knows that he belongs to God. And our second reading says that we are made in the image of God. We are in God, and that God can only do one thing, and that is love. And Jesus goes through this stuff here in our gospel about the type of people that we're supposed to love. The people who mistreat us, the people who hate us, the people who strike us on one cheek, the person who takes stuff from us, the people who ask and ask and ask. All these people, and we're supposed to love them all because we're Jesus. And you know, Shakespeare said, to err is human, to forgive divine. It's divine because it's It's too much for any human being to do all this. We can only do it in Jesus. And Jesus is God. And you and I are members of that, of Him, who is mercy, who is love. And that's the only thing we're supposed to do, is love. And that's what we're judged on in the end. You know, how well did you love? But somebody once said that the measure of your love for God is how much you love the person you like the least. That's how much you love God. And Jesus invites us into this conversion of heart, this expansion of heart. He wants to stretch our heart. He wants us to be in Him and Him in us, and to love through us. And just like the sun can only do one thing, is shine, and that's all that we're supposed to do, is to love. Not paying attention to the whatever it is. Like sometimes you look at somebody and you see the person, that person doesn't do this right, or that person thinks differently from me and I don't like that. That person hurt me. That person spoke bad about me. That person did this. That person did that. Jesus said, no. Look with the heart and eyes of love. And that's a divine thing that we can only do if we're in Jesus. I just want to end with this little story. I read this book before I went on retreat called Nudging Conversions. And this woman writes it. Her name is Kara. I forget her last name. But she says that she had a kid at Catholic school. And she said there was one of her son's friends had this mom. She goes, I just couldn't stand that one. And she said, every time I'd be there in the pickup line, I'd look over at her and my blood would boil. And I would think about all the bad things that woman has said about me, all the things that she's done to me. And I would think about how much I dislike her. And then I'd find myself talking about her. I'd find myself complaining about her. I'd find myself, my heart just bitter, bitter, bitter about this woman. She said, then one day, I decided that every time I see that woman, or every time I see her name, I will pray a Hail Mary for her. And she said, what that has done is to heal my heart. And it turned an enemy into a non-enemy. To turn an enemy into a friend is not to, hey, let's be buddies and go to the movies and go to dinner. No, it's to pray. To pray is an act of love. And so every time we pray for something, we make an act of, if there's somebody in your life that has hurt you, that has disappointed you, that has abandoned you, that just has spoken ill of you, whatever it is, you name it, all these things Jesus talks about. Every time you think of that person or see their name, pray a Hail Mary for them. Then they're not an enemy anymore. You cannot go to heaven hating someone. You just can't. And when we love, we make it a little bit more heavenly here on earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.